Blog Talk Radio.
If you find yourself in trouble, count on me, my friend. I'll get right up in trouble's face. You won't see him again. I've got the backbone, American. I've got the heart, American. I've got the will, American. Will you stand up, don't sit down? Stand up, don't back down. Stand up, shout it out. Stand up, let's make it loud. American, American.
Welcome to another exciting show with Southern Sense on Blog Talk Radio. So turn up the volume and enter our chat room, or grab your phones, call in, and join the conversation. Help us to restore the republic to this country and inspire the majority to be silent no longer.
Well, look me straight in the eye. Tell me what you see. I'll tell the truth every time. Yes, you can count on me. I've got the backbone, American. I've got the heart, American. I've got the will, American. Will you stand up, don't sit down? Stand up, don't back down. Stand up, shout it out. Stand up, let's make it loud. American, 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 American.
Thank God it's American. Friday. Oh, boy, I thought this week would never get over. You're listening to Southern Sense here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your hostess with the mostest, the radio chick.
Well, I think we lost you, Annie. So you might have to shake your mic up.
G-star. Oh, no, not again.
Not again.
Yeah, now we got you.
Can you hear me now?
I got you now. Yeah, we hear you now.
Can anyone hear me?
Well, you got to shake your mic up. It's a little
sporadic. Just bear with me. I switch here.
Well, we'll welcome everybody. Good afternoon to another exciting, super cool edition of Southern Sense. Today's a very special show. We're going to take a little bit breather and a step back from our normal routine. And we're going to welcome some really great people that are doing some really great things, as always, for a great cause. And, of course, at Southern Sense, we know what the number one cause of that is, and that's the love of our country and our troops. So Annie, as always, has just worked out amazing guests. They don't just throw fundraisers. They throw mad fundraisers.
Well, can you hear me now?
They're not just like your little – we got you. Yeah, they're not like bake sales where you sell, cookies for $1.15. But these are people that are really making a serious difference for PTSD. And no, Annie, I don't know how you do it. You get like the United Way of the PTSD types. I mean, it's amazing. So I'm really excited. Well, I've been studying about it over the last hour or so. It is amazing how we talk about unselfish people. It's amazing that these people work maybe 11 months a year for charity, not being paid a dime.
No. You know, it's just these things come across my desk, the little things that people send in the emails or anything. And if people think I just erase emails, I normally try to skim through as many to see if it's something that's relevant that I can use. But I get hundreds of emails a day, and sometimes in the morning it takes me up to 3 hours just to go through all of it. But we're going to get to our guests in a little bit. They'll be calling in at quarter after the hour. We've got three fantastic men that have been working on this PTSD project, and we'll have them in at quarter after. But I want to remind everyone that does listen to the show that every show is dedicated to a fallen hero, and this gentleman that we're dedicating the show to is extra special. So, Mike, I don't know. I don't think it looks like you're in your studio, are you?
No, not at the moment. I will be in about 4 minutes.
All right. Well, this is dedicated. This is going to be a little bit of a long dedication. It's dedicated to a Marine veteran and a San Diego, California police officer, Major Jeremy Henwood, 36, who was killed August 7, 2011, in the line of duty by a single shotgun blast in an unprovoked attack. His last act was one of kindness before being brutally murdered. And this is from the Los Angeles Times. Reporting from San Diego. As a captain in the Marine Corps Reserve, Jeremy Henwood deployed to one of the most dangerous regions in Afghanistan, where Taliban fighters use roadside bombs and snipers to kill or maim as many American troops as possible. Dozens of Marines were killed and hundreds were wounded, some grievously during his tour. But Henwood, 36, returned home in May without a scratch and was proud of his year-long deployment. He was equally pleased to get back to the San Diego Police Department, which assigned him to patrol in City Heights, an up-and-coming blue-collar neighborhood that, like much of San Diego, is enjoying a sharp decrease in crime. His tour of duty on a relatively tranquil home front came to a tragic end early Sunday morning, August 6, 2011, when he died of wounds from a point-blank shotgun blast the day before. Police Chief Bill Lansdowne, a cop for four decades, had trouble finding words to describe the shooting by a petty criminal who drove alongside Henwood's patrol car and opened fire. The suspect was pursued and shot dead by other officers, displaying that an ashen-faced Lansdowne was an assassination. Police gave the following account of the crime. While Henwood's patrol car was stopped at a stop sign, the driver of a black Audi signaled with his lights, apparently to draw the officer's attention. The driver then pulled alongside the cruiser, lowered his front passenger side window, and leveled a shotgun and fired, striking the officer's head. The driver of the Audi, later identified as Dejan Marquis White, 23, turned out to be a suspect in a shooting minutes earlier in the parking lot of a fast food restaurant in nearby El Cajon. There was no evidence Henwood knew about the incident. Jeremy had no indication he was in danger, said Lansdowne, back at a news conference by dozens of his command staff and officers from other departments who responded to the incident. The El Cajon Police Department, San Diego County Sheriff's Department, and California Highway Patrol. As the Audi sped away, bystanders rushed to Henwood's aid, one man attempting emergency first aid. His wife took down a description of the Audi and its license plate number. She used the radio in Henwood's car to alert the police dispatcher. It was the kind of help from the community that San Diego officers, including Henwood, have tried to encourage in City Heights. Henwood had said it was the kind of neighborhood where a good beat cop can make a difference, giving adults a sense of security and their children some promise for the future, according to officers who knew him. Within seconds, dispatchers alert Officer Down brought dozens of officers. Henwood was rushed to the emergency room of a local hospital. Lansdowne and other high-ranking, rank-and-file officers raced to the hospital. Henwood's parents were alerted and flew from Texas to San Diego that night. At the hospital, the family and medical officials discussed the possibility of harvesting Henwood's organs for transplant. Within an hour of Henwood's shooting, witnesses' descriptions of the gunman and the Audi helped officers locate Dejan Marquis White outside an apartment building. When he reached for a shotgun, several officers opened fire, killing him, said Captain Jim Collins of the department's homicide squad. For several hours, police surrounded an apartment building, believing a second suspect was barricaded inside. Finally forcing their way into the apartment, SWAT officers found no one. but they did find a rambling, semi-coherent suicide note apparently written by White. The motive for the shooting at the El Cajon fast food restaurant parking lot is unknown, Collins said. The victim has survived, according to a homicide official. At the news conference announcing Hedwig's death, Councilman Todd Garcia, who represents City Heights, spoke with a selfless of this hero. Mayor Jerry Sanders, a former police chief, said later that Hedwig's death is another grim reminder that our police officers put their lives on the line every day to protect our community. Hedwig's name is added to a monument in front of police headquarters that lists 31 officers killed in the line of duty since 1913. And this is an update from NBC 7 San Diego. Just moments before he was fatally wounded in an unprovoked attack, a San Diego police officer performed one last act of kindness. He bought a child food while buying his own dinner. Jeremy Hedwig, 36, stopped at the McDonald's in the 3800 block of Fairmont Avenue at 5:24 p.m. on August 6th. Surveillance video released shows Hedwig speaking with the boy and getting their food shortly before leaving at 5:27 p.m. Shortly after 5:30 p.m., Hedwig was shot while sitting inside his car at the corner of University and 45th. He had only made it six blocks from McDonald's. It was the last place he was seen alive. His meal sat uneaten on the back seat of his car. And this is a broadcast from NBC 7 News, and I'll bring it online.
Can you hear me?
Tens of thousands of jobs are tied to the Port of Charleston.
Officer Jeremy Hedwig working his fast food.
I don't know where that commercial came from, but that Lindsey Graham commercial was definitely not from me. All right, are we back on the air? Mike, can you hear me? I'm getting no sound. Okay, Mike, can you hear me? Have I lost my co-host?
No, we got you now, Annie. Annie, you were very low. We could hear you now, though. We got you.
Okay.
Well, there you go, everyone. We got Annie back.
I am having a troll in my computer, which is affecting my mic, so please bear with me while I go through these technical difficulties. Thank you so much, BTR, for being efficient. Anyway, we do have one of our guests in on the phone line. Let me bring him in, if we can get this to work rightly. Okay, good afternoon, Mr. Mark LaFrancis. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
Oh, I'm just arguing with the trolls inside my equipment here, so just bear with me.
I certainly will.
All right, today's show, I just want to let everyone know, anything politics is put on the side today. It is all about the veterans. And we just finished the dedication to Major Hedwig, and welcome aboard. And you're doing a great job with veterans.
Well, I've got quite a few projects going, and one of those is, of course, our brand-new national nonprofit organization called Home with Heroes Foundation Incorporated.
Okay. Well, we're waiting for our other two guests to call, and we've got Joel Wellman, who will be calling in shortly,
sure.
And your partner in crime, Jim Bob.
Jim Bob Allgood, yes, the outdoor adventurer, the good old rednecky fella. Who is a partner with me. He is also the founder and the host of the cable syndicated show Redneck Adventures, which they're in for a treat.
Ah, absolutely. And we get also, I believe this may be him. Eric, 608. Is this Joel or Jim Bob?
This is Joel.
Hi, Joel. Welcome aboard. We already got Mark in here, so welcome aboard, Joel. Joel of Joel Wellman Racing, and you're also involved with Home with Heroes too, right?
Yes.
Okay, we got my co-host Cool Mike with us too, and we also have a couple of people listening in. I don't know if they want to ask questions, but we'll bring them on later. We've got Thomas and Sue from New Mexico listening in on the telephone lines, as well as our chat room filled up, and we're being broadcasted on Tea Party Community. Kinetic Hi-Fi out of Charleston, South Carolina, up on Stitcher, iTunes, and I know I'm forgetting a half a dozen other markets. Oh, yes, Patriot Radio Network. We're also up on that. So,
wonderful.
So we've been expanding since the last time we spoke, Joe.
Yeah, it sounds like it. And congratulations, and as well as thank you for having me on the show. And hi, Mark.
Hey, Joel. Good to talk with you again.
Always.
And we can also have our co-host chime in, too. Right, cool, Mike?
Oh, absolutely. And it's great to have you guys with us. You know, gentlemen, it's one thing prior to you guys calling in, I was talking about having the big dogs on of fundraisers, all in the great name of our troops. And it's one thing, everyone does their little part, whether it's a small little bake sale. But what you guys are doing is absolutely amazing. And I'm just so honored. Annie and I are both honored to have you as our guests. Thank you so much for what you do. And Joel, of course, having you back is just magnificent. Our troops are so valuable. And to just know that there are citizens, we the people, that really go above and beyond the extra mile and the extra step on their behalf. Thank you, gentlemen.
Well, you're welcome. This is Mark, and I am honored to be actually a guest on the show.
It's our honor, too. Now, you put together this Home for Heroes, but you're not new to working with veterans. You yourself aren't.
By a long shot. I'll give you a quick tour of what I am and what I've been doing. First off, I want to do some memorial shout-outs to my grandfather, Maximilian, who served in the foxholes of World War I, who influenced me through and through to become a really good, an ardent patriot. He didn't talk much about World War I, but I remember him. He suffered terribly from shell shock. And whenever there was a loud noise, he would jump under the kitchen table, and I would go under the table and sit with him until his shaking was pretty much all over. He would never go to parades on Veterans Day because he did not like the loud noises. So I want to give a shout-out to my dearly departed grandfather, Max, and then my dad, who served in World War II. And he never talked about it much. I served 23 years, 19 years Guard Reserve Air Force, and 4 years active duty in the Air Force. I had orders to go to Vietnam. I never went. They were canceled at the last minute and changed. When I was in the Air Force Reserve, I had orders to go to the first Gulf War, and they were canceled at the last minute. So I think I was blessed to be able to survive and help veterans in any way I can. A couple of my main projects, just so you know, for 7 years I interviewed soldiers from Iraq and Afghanistan and their loved ones, and had about 200 plus hours of interviews with them, and created a poetry series, a multimedia presentation, which I'd love to have any organizations in your listening area learn about, so they might be able to invite me to present this program. Plus, there's a audio CD that's in the works. Part of the proceeds of whatever I do for that project goes to the National Fisher House Foundation. So I've been a supporter of Fisher House for a long, long time. Also in the community around here, I not only created but also sponsored many patriotic programs, including rekindling the community's Veterans Day program that had pretty much fallen away from the scene. So I've been involved in a big way here. The latest thing, that, of course, that we're talking about is the Home with Heroes Foundation Incorporated, a national nonprofit that is going to be raising money. One of our big projects, that's why Joel's involved here, is we have created what's called the Miss Lou Mississippi Louisiana PTSD Retreat Team. We have met. We have put together plans, and now we're enacting our funding plans to be able to get us up and running so that we can bring in veterans who need some renewal in their lives, in their spirits, in their souls, in their body, too, to come to the Miss Lou, and where we're going to create the very first center in our area for PTSD and you know, post-traumatic stress disorder and TBI, traumatic brain injury, sufferers. We are not therapists, so this is not going to be a clinician or a clinic. This is going to be get your hands dirty, come and do some redneck stuff, have some fun, and meet with other people, and just bond and grow together and share. So we are planning that to kick that off in the fall. And our golf tournament, which is June 28th in our area, is our chief funding source right now, as well as donations that we're getting in from here and there. So that's what we've been doing. It's been a mission. I'm retired, but it's a mission that I think is important to have, not only as a veteran, but as also as a member of the Great American Society, who have forgotten a lot about our veterans. We are trying to bring voice to the voiceless, and they have pretty much been smothered out by other loud noises in the media and the world. And our soldiers and their loved ones need somebody to jump in and do something on their behalf, and that's what we're doing.
I was on the website, homeforheroes.org, and I put the link to everyone's sites, including your Joel Wellman Racing, up on the chat box, the chat room, as well as on the show page, so people can click on that. But okay. When I was on
I need to correct. The website is not yet up and running. We're still working on it, but our Facebook page is very active. So if you're on Facebook.
Which is exactly what I was going to say.
We have shout-outs to our troops overseas. We have announcements about what we're doing. We have names. We have videos that we share with people, patriotic videos. I want to emphasize that none of our officers, I'm an officer of the president, nor board members earns any compensation, either monetary or otherwise. We are all-volunteer. Pure, all-volunteer nonprofit.
Right. Now, what is working on your webpage, which is homewithheroes.org, is the donation box. So if anyone does want to make a donation, they can click on that, and it will take you into a PayPal page where you can make a donation. Otherwise, everything else is through the Facebook page, which is Home with Heroes. Can't get
That's
the
right.
next step. It's two different groups. With Heroes. And actually, if they wanted to see the flyer for the Miss Lou Patriotic Golf Tournament, it's right there on the page. And they can click it and download and print it out. And this looks like it's one heck of a fun time.
Oh, yeah. We're going to have a great time.
Yeah.
And
you've got
we're
going to
have our soldiers, and a lot of patriotism is going to flow throughout the entire golf course. We had good partners. In fact, there's the possibility of people could drive away with two vehicles and other really nifty prizes. We're also going to have some patriotic silent auction items that people are donating. It is the first one in this area, by the way, and it won't be the last because we plan an annual tournament. But it's going to have really some wonderful surprises and wonderful components that are very patriotic in nature.
Yeah,
what kind of cars are we talking here?
Ah.
Oh. Did you see? We're looking like a 2014 Nissan. Let's see.
And you've also got the
2014 GMC Terrain SLE. Man, this is a fine-looking vehicle. And then there's a surprise vehicle for another hole-in-one valued up to $40,000.
Jeez.
Vacation. There's tailor-made clubs. There's a driver, plus there's going to be a bunch of other wonderful prizes for the entire tournament. And it's relatively inexpensive to play. It's $75 to play. And if anyone out there is listening who plays golf, you know sometimes those tournaments, you've got to pay $150 just to strap your clubs to the cart and play. So we wanted to make
There's going to be a beer cart driving around, making sure the thirsty men and women get thirst gets quenched.
They may see a libation or two out there on the course. I'll put it that way. It's going to be hot.
So magnificent.
It's going to be hot in Mississippi, so you know people need to cool down so they can concentrate on their golf.
All right, now let's bring Joel in on this one. Joel, are you going to be there at this golf tournament?
very diligently right now to make that happen.
Ah. Wonderful.
All right. That
Joel will be
cool.
Driving his race car somewhere.
Well, you know, this year it's just been really, really tough on the economy, bouncing back from, just trying to get some good marketing partners to come on board. And this year I kind of took a different role in our racing approach. And instead of just going out and just landing any Joe Blow's, marketing partner, everything we're doing is just driven hard to give back to the PTSD and TBI and be a veteran organized. And, it all goes back to our main goal is to help generate funds for the, the Miss Lou PTSD retreats. So everything that we do this year, we're trying to get partners to come on board, obviously to help support, my efforts, whether it's racing the ARCA series or just racing locally some dirt track in the country or some asphalt track, and then part of their marketing partnership to come on board is that they donate a percentage of their sponsorship program that they help me with goes right to the PTSD, Miss Lou PTSD retreat. So that's how I've got that worked out. I'm in negotiations right now with a company. I won't say who yet, but they are very, very veteran-owned, and they are possibly considering right off the bat donating $2,500. So
that's great.
Yeah. Wow.
And Jimmy Allgood is not on the line. His son is graduating from high school, and he's spending quite a bit of time with him. But I know for a fact, Jimmy, I can't say it the way he would because he really can kick it up a notch. But he's a hey all, this is great. But at the tournament, we're looking to do a quick episode of Redneck Adventures. A patriotic component for the show. And Jimmy is also working on trying to line up some major donors for the Home with Heroes Foundation, which will be the coordinator of the Miss Lou PTSD retreats. And to tell you the scope of need, because some people out there might not understand if they haven't been following the PTSD situation. Here in Mississippi and Louisiana, and we are two wonderfully patriotic states. A lot of military, a lot of Army, Marines, Air Force, Navy, and Coast Guard. But we can conservatively could provide or could have a need of more than 75,000 individuals who have served in uniform in not just in Gulf Wars but in other wars who need our PTSD renewal retreats, our redneck renewal retreats. The need is absolutely stunning. And that's why we are trying to, we just got our 501c3 just a little while ago, a few weeks ago. Thank you, Senator Thad Cochran, our Mississippi Senator, to helping us. But we just got a little while ago, and we already cranked up. I mean, we didn't wait to, figure out what we're going to do. We knew what we're going to do the moment that the IRS granted us our 501c3, and we have been planning at least a year for this to happen, and it is happening.
It's funny because when I posted everything up about, the show going on today and being centered around the PTSD and the veterans, I was completely unaware that we do have a Home for Heroes right here in Beaufort, South Carolina. I have been working a lot with the Independence Fund, and they would have the Lieutenant Dan weekend here. Unfortunately, they moved it from Beaufort and took it up into Charleston, which, at that point I can't quite do that distance. So mm-hmm. I was looking for something here, and a friend of mine just said, thank you for bringing the awareness out. So I'm going to have to reach out to him after the show and see if I can get him to see what they're doing in the area. Because I do remember that when Independence Fund left the Beaufort area, a lot of people that worked hard, because it was here, it was right in the heart of the Tri-Command. A lot of people just volunteered to work on it, and their hearts were broken when they decided to move to Charleston. So they were all looking for something new to do, and just by luckily, reaching out to you guys, I found that we've got one here that we can also work with. So you're nationwide, right? Home for Heroes is nationwide.
Yes, and we are right now focusing on starting and serving the need here in the Miss Lou, because we don't want to get too far reached and then dilute our effectiveness. because there are a bunch of, there are wonderful organizations out there who are also doing helping those afflicted with PTSD and TBI. Not and there's marvelous ones. One of those is actually a partner with our Miss Lou PTSD retreat team, and that is Richard Brewer's One O N E Warrior, like it's spelled One W O N, and he has that One Warrior One nonprofit. And they're based out of Maine, and they have been here to partner with us, the Miss Lou PTSD retreat team. So we have them as a partner. They're doing some great stuff. There are plenty of others out there. If people really want to know, they can actually find out, and I would say within their own neighborhoods, they'll probably find one or two and contribute to them. You know, if you don't know what to do, give them some money, keep them going. Because the need
What is the retreat team?
The Miss Lou PTSD retreat team.
What is that?
That is a team of, how would I put it, both veterans and non-veterans committed to taking Mississippi and Louisiana PTSD retreat sufferers and providing the retreats for those individuals free of charge to them. We don't want the veterans to come and have to worry about how they're going to pay. We want to honor them and help them, so we're working to raise funds so they don't have to pull money out of their pockets to our renewals.
I will say, Ann and Mike, if you guys can get a chance to come down to one of our retreats, please do and take part of it. You know, for you folks, I mean, it'd be probably a great opportunity to come down when the big balloon rally is down there, because I'm going to tell you, when you have 60,000 fans walking out on the bluff overlooking the river, it is one phenomenal sight. And to see as many people as we did last October was just a great opportunity for us. I've had numerous people contact me still to this day, and you know, they're always asking, "Hey, are you coming back? Because we really liked you, and you know, are you bringing that car, or are you having a different car?" So it was pretty good. I mean, a lot of people look at us, you know, as a different type of a breed for all of us, because we do have a good time. There's no doubt about it. And the good thing is you know, what I loved about being a part of this whole organization, this network that we got, is it's not just, you know, like not just specific from one little area. It's nationwide, and we bring them to Natchez. I mean, so, you know, it was very grateful to see Natchez welcome us, me being a Yankee from Wisconsin, you know, and they welcomed us, me and my best friend, Christopher Jones, that was with me. We call him AKA Skippy. But we had a good time and down there. And like I said, this year I've put myself with really, really good organizations and helping build our network. I work with Warriors in the Workplace with John Birmingham. Phenomenal opportunity where they help veterans with PTSD also get placed into the workplace. You know, as well as, you know, working with them, and, you know, everybody's, you know, the transition period has been pretty grateful for a lot of these veterans. And so we've been working with them. And then I also partnered up with Manpower to Horsepower this year. And we're really working a lot with that organization. They're based out of Salisbury, North Carolina. In fact, I am going to be within the next 6 to 9 months, I am actually moving my family. My kids and myself and I we're all moving to, and their mother are all moving to North Carolina. So we're going to be down there in Salisbury, North Carolina. In fact, I'm working right now currently to get things in order to where I can finish out my counseling degree. So I am also going to be a counselor for PTSD, because I believe that life after racing, it doesn't stop giving. So to our veterans, you just got to keep going. And Mark is a great ambassador for everything that he does and everything that he's helped put together with our network. Just keep giving. And that's what I'm looking to stand up to.
And this is Mark, and I want to jump in here about your listeners who are not necessarily in our area, how they can help if they like what they hear, and I hope they do, is they can join our Friends of Home with Heroes Foundation. And they can simply send me an email to homewithheroes, that's the three words, homewithheroes@live.com. and they could watch our Facebook page. And I would hope that your folks who are listening and you there will share the page and like the page, please, because in addition to liking the page, you're also liking our mission. And that's important for us to be able to know people are out there supporting us, even if they just like and share. That's important.
Yeah, that is extremely important. I just want to make sure it's Home with Heroes with an S at the end at live.com.
That's correct.
.com.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And I had that again in the chat room and up on the show page. We do have a question in the chat room. Joe wants to know if you work with the VFW or the American Legions.
Oh, yes. I'm actually a member of the American Legion. We are. In fact, the local past commander of the VFW Post 9573 here in Natchez, and he is also the past state commander, VFW state commander. He is on our board. He is a Vietnam veteran named Donnie Baruki. So, yes, we are working very closely with those organizations, not only as partners in what we do as far as helping us out, but this is one of our projects, which is wonderful. We created the Mississippi World War II Veterans History Project, where we have I've developed an interview team that we have gone out and begun interviewing World War II veterans here in Mississippi. We're branching out into Louisiana in another month, and interviewing Louisiana World War II veterans for the Veterans History Project of the Library of Congress. We've been working with the National World War II Museum in New Orleans to be able to provide them with clips and information on these veterans. And we're also working with Mississippi Public Broadcasting to provide them with what audio video they may need to be able to help tell these World War II veterans' stories. That's one of our projects, and we are working intimately with the VFW Post here, as well as the Sonny Montgomery Veterans Medical Center in Jackson, Mississippi. We know that just as great as the need is for PTSD retreats for our veterans who are young, there's also a great need to capture these histories of these World War II veterans who are passing away at such a terrible, terrible rate that we know we might wind up missing some people, and we hate that, but we are working hard not to. We cannot branch out nationwide just yet because we don't have the funding to be able to hire interviewers in multiple states. But what you can do there is encourage that Home for Heroes, you said, Home for Heroes organization, maybe they can obtain a state grant like we did in Mississippi to be able to interview the World War II veterans. And their stories are amazing. They're incredible.
It's very true. Because I just recently lost my father back in October. He himself was a World War II veteran. And about a year before he passed, I had been visiting him. And he actually put a scrapbook together of his what he was doing during World War II. He actually was the occupying troops. And the telephone system that they bombed in Frankfurt, he was the engineer that worked on putting that telephone system back together for the Allies, my grandfather being a World War I veteran. But people don't understand PTSD. As a matter of fact, I didn't understand it. And I didn't even realize that I was suffering from PTSD until I started looking and researching into it. And people don't realize that you can walk around looking perfectly normal, and yet all these things are happening and that you really have not much control over unless you get some sort of a treatment. You know, thankfully, you know, I did my research and I understood what was going on. I could deal with it. I mean, even now, if my husband walks into a room and I don't see or hear him, I jump.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a very serious problem, especially.
Well, I've interviewed 95-year-old plus World War II veterans who still suffer from PTSD. And in our interviews, it starts coming out once we delve into some of the harsher realities of their war experience. And they do apologize, but I tell them don't, because that's part of the important part of the history of how your story is told. We've had some pretty intense moments with World War II veterans. Even they, to this day, still have the same kind of problems that a lot of the young people that are coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan have. They share a common bond in that they have witnessed war in a way none of us ever have or hope will have. There is a wonderful organization I need to pass on to you. It's a nonprofit that's taking all of the video that we are producing with this World War II Veterans History Project. It's called Witness to War. I think it's www.witnesstowar, I believe it's .org, or it might be .com. And they have hundreds of videos on their website of interviews with veterans. And soon ours will be up there, too. Another partner of ours is out in Colorado, Bob Calvert. And I think you may know about Bob Calvert.
Oh, we know Bob, yes.
TalkingWithHeroes.com. And you can witness many, many hundreds of hours of interviews he has had with soldiers in Iraq and Afghanistan. And he spent years going over there and pretty much on his own money to be able to interview those folks. And they're available. So people can have access in several ways to learning about these veterans and helping us help them.
Yes, that's true. We've got a couple of comments here. California Living wants to know if Home with Heroes has a Pinterest page. That's one of the social network pages.
No, we're so new with our nonprofit status. We have not developed a Twitter feed, nor a Pinterest yet. We're going to be working on expanding our social media once we have a couple of individuals in place who can take care of that. I can't. I'm doing the organizational part of it. So our social media, we have a young fellow who's going to be helping us develop more social media. We're growing, but we're not where we need to be yet as far as that.
Yeah. California Living wrote that from his point of view, with experience with veterans, it tends to come back, especially at the end of their life, many times that he had sat and listened to every detail that they experienced while in service. Are you finding that true, or is it just now that we are more aware of it that it's finally coming out?
I think what you see is a lot of folks like Joel and me and Richard Brewer and Jimmy Allgood who want to give people a door through which they can pass to talk about their experiences, whether it be World War II, God bless them, the Vietnam veterans, Korean War veterans, the Gulf War veterans. I think that they're realizing that there are passageways that they can go through and not be stigmatized because they have experienced the tough things that they've experienced. Not all of the veterans, of course, as Joel can tell you, he's a veteran himself, and Richard Brewer and me, tell you that the veterans don't eagerly do that. Very few do. They usually need some way to be, to have a conduit that they can use to talk. It has to be an outreach as opposed to they're coming to us. They know we're around. A lot of veterans do. But they're knocking on our door saying, hey, I want to retreat. It's going to be a method that we'll have to establish to reach out to them and bring them to us. It's still that way.
Well, isn't that part of the military mindset? You know, for example, you know, for me, you know, being a cop, you know, cops don't cry. And people say the same thing about the military soldier. You know, whether you're not a Marine or a naval sailor or Army, whatever it is, they say, no, you're supposed to be stoic. You're not supposed to cry. But we're human.
Sure.
That's true.
And one of the great things about our PTSD retreat team is that we our first and foremost functioning mission will be for veterans. However, we also are going to be establishing retreats for non-veterans, people who you mentioned, police, firefighters, EMTs, first responders, people who have suffered in groups like the bombing at the finish line of the Boston Marathon. There are groups out there that are certainly suffering that could use a retreat like we're going to stylize here in the Miss Lou. And it's going to be a fun, there'll be some exertion, but it's going to be a fun retreat as opposed to a clinical retreat. We didn't want it to be a room of clinicians along with the PTSD afflicted. We wanted them to come out and have fun and exercise themselves both mentally, physically, and spiritually.
All right, we've got someone already offering help to your group. Their experience with graphic video and audio clips, and is interested in offering their services. So the best bet, I guess, for this person to do would to be email you directly, and you get the email directly at
yes.
homewithheroes@live.com.
Yes, and they will get me. So they'll actually get a human being. They won't get an automated answer answering machine.
All right, I just sent them the email in the private chat. So if they can, just send an email over to Mark, and the two of you can start working together. That sounds like it's
wonderful.
Great.
Thank you very much out there. It's really rewarding to hear that other people say, I'd like to help with my talents as opposed to just money. And I'm probably going to take them up on it. If I hear from them today, well, I will take them up on their offer today because we can't do it alone. We are a small group, even though we're very highly dedicated, and I'm retired, and this is one of my main functions in life now to do this. But we're still small, and we still need help.
That's true. That's true. And, Joel, I was looking at your manpower to horsepower website that you are up on the racing, and there's a racing schedule up there. And Mark, he's saying he's sending the email today to you. All right, so they can go to www.mp2hp.com, and they can pull up the schedule. And you're racing starting June 5th to 7th, and some of these are going to be televised. Which station are they going to be televised on?
Some of them are televised on MAV TV. It's an outdoor sporting channel. It's on Dish Network. It's channel 248. I'm working with Sue Robertson, and they have a team already in place, and they have a phenomenal dirt late model driver, Dale McDowell, that's a part of their crew, and he is a phenomenal driver, and as we get marketing partners to team up with me, that allows me to be able to, you know, go out and get in the car and do our job, and by them teaming up with us, that helps us create not only awareness for the XYZ company that supports us, but it also, you know, helps them and show people that might not know their company that they are military supporters, and they are supporting the cause of trying to, what I started this year, a drive to stop PTSD as well as racing to stop PTSD, just because the fact that with my opportunity to approach and be in front of, well, if it's on the ARCA series, MAV TV also broadcasts those races, that's 20 million viewers. If we get, you know, funding, because it all takes dollars and cents to run everything. And the company that I'm working with right now, we're waiting to hear back if they want to, you know, what extent they want to team up with us. And if they come on board, then we will be doing significant amount of events, some this year, but majority of them will be all based off of next year. But like I said, Sue Robertson and is a phenomenal woman. She's the owner and founder and CEO of Manpower to Horsepower. There, what that is it's a 2-year program made for veterans that come in that are suffering from PTSD, that have, you know, whether they've gotten themselves in some kind of, you know, trouble or, you know, legal issues or whatever, we take them in. We teach them a trade. It's a graduating. You get a certificate when you leave that program. And once you complete that program after 2 years, then they are provided with a $10,000 toolbox with full tools as well as computers and laptops to get them to move on in their automotive career. Yes, it's racing based, but they do have an acquired where we teach them how to work on classic hot rods as well as just regular everyday cars. So there is, opportunity to be rehabilitated. We meet with a counselor. you know, once a week, I believe it is, once or twice a week, they sit down. They're only a maximum of 15 veterans allowed per quarter or per semester in that school. It is a phenomenal opportunity for us to go and do our, you know, our thing on the track, come back, have our classroom atmosphere, and work with these folks on a daily basis. And it's changed the lives of a lot of people. In fact, a couple of them have moved on to some NASCAR teams by working with this organization, you know, as a team member or whatever. So that is where John Birmingham's company comes in, Workers in the Workplace, where they go around and they, you know, are helping get veterans placed into a program or a company that is looking to hire veterans with PTSD. So,
and I'm going to jump in here because there is a way that your listeners can help us through this golf tournament without even playing golf. They can do what's called buy a flag. It's similar to golfers know what the ball drop is. What you do is you buy a ticket. That ticket is put in a sealed plain envelope that is attached to a flag stick. And two veterans will draw a flag stick out of the circle of flags on the golf tournament day. And whoever wins, there'll be two winners to win 25% of all of the ticket sales. And you don't have to be present to win. We will mail you a check. If you fill one out, fill a ticket out, and send it to us at the address, and they can download the ticket straight from our Home with Heroes Facebook page, and they can sell to their friends if they wish to support us.
Wow!
So they can be in Alaska, wherever they can be serving overseas, and if they want to download that ticket and send it to us in time the day before the tournament so we can get their ticket in the envelope placed in the circle of flags, then we will be glad to get them the check.
Absolutely. If they went to the Facebook page, as I mentioned, Home with Heroes on Facebook, they can look at the flyer you have for the tournament, and the registration form is on there, as well as the information on buying the flag. People can sponsor an individual player, or they can sponsor a player and a whole. They can sponsor a team. It's about $75 for a player, $75 for a handicap. And if it's combined player and whole sponsor, $125. The team.
What a bargain.
Four players. What's that?
That's a bargain. And they also can actually sponsor a sign on the course if they wish for $75. So there's many ways they can help us, even if they don't come and play golf. I hope that they can, but if they can't, they can simply help us by taking a ticket, or even if they have a business. I know maybe it might be local, but if they have a national business and they want to buy a sign that we will have on the course for the tournament, we'd be honored to have them do that.
Yeah, so this looks like it's really fantastic. It starts Saturday, June 28th. And registration's at 7:30, and then the shotgun starts at 8:30. You're going to have on-course refreshments. You're going to have hole-in-one prizes, on-course prizes. You're going to have a silent auction, door prizes. And then you have a one-day excursion to the National World War II Museum in New Orleans, which is free to World War II vets. What's with the museum? This is the first I've ever heard of this.
Okay. First off, if you have not experienced the National World War II Museum, I know Joel has. When they were here for the PTSD retreat team formation, we all went down to the National World War II Museum. It is a stunning experience. Go on the website and you'll Google the National World War II Museum in New Orleans, and you will see. Joel, can I say it is extraordinary.
Yeah, it's a one of a lifetime opportunity. It actually, you know, you've always hear of how people go to museums and, you know, going to Arlington, you know, it touches people. When you go to the World War II Museum, it's, you know, some of the exhibits are hands on. You can actually like be really up front and close, and it actually gave me a lot more respect for my grandfather and my forefathers before that. About the wars that they were in, my uncles, my great uncles that fought in World War II and Iwo Jima. It made me realize more to who they really are and how they are, and I respect them, you know, 210% more.
And our excursions are going to be called Honor Rides to the National World War II Museum. People within our area, first off, and we're hoping to offer it to visitors who come into our town. We have a lot of tourists and visitors to Natchez. It is the first settlement on the Mississippi River, and it is really historic. So we have a lot of folks who come, and we want to maybe offer that as a possibility for them to have. I found out in interviewing World War II veterans that many of them feel that they are forgotten. Even though you had Tom Brokaw's The Greatest Generation, you have, you know, Tom Hanks's movie Saving Private Ryan and others, they too feel that the time and distance have left them well in the rearview mirror of history. The World War II Museum in New Orleans certainly does not do it. It is a tribute to them like none other. So not only are we trying to help the young veterans who need our help through PTSD and TBI, but also the older veterans who may feel forgotten. Once we move through the World War II veterans interviews, we are going to work on Korean War veterans and Vietnam War veterans and create interviews with them. But like I said, it's all about funding, all about grants that we're applying for. But we're putting the mechanism together. What is it, that famous line that Bobby Kennedy have, if not me, who? If not now, when? That's my motto.
Well, that's true, because, as you said, we're losing more and more of these World War II veterans daily, and now it's daily we're losing Korean War and Vietnam War. My uncle was in a MASH unit in Korea. Matter of fact, my parents couldn't get married until he returned. My grandmother, God bless her, 100% Italian and stubborn as anything, and she said, nope, until your brother comes home, you cannot get married. And if he never came home, I don't think I ever would have been born. Anyway.
Is that good for the 38th parallel? Is that it?
Yeah. And I actually, we had asked him when they came out with that TV show and the movie MASH, if it was anything like that. And he said the movie, but later on the TV show deviated, and he never explained. And like you said, they don't talk about their experiences.
No.
They just bury it in the back of the mind until something catapults it to the forefront. But
well, I'm honored to say I'm developing an interview team. Right now we have 6 interviewers in the state of Mississippi. We're going to be branching out, as I said, to put on interviewers in Louisiana. They have to be trained. They have to know how to interview not only veterans, but World War II veterans. And so I can train them on proper interviewing techniques and how to film them. Sometimes it's incredible. Sometimes the interviews last over a period of days, upwards of 7 or 8 hours, because
wow,
their stories are so significant to be told, and they want to tell them. It's amazing. Once we start the interview, they realize this is their chance to be recorded for history, for all time, so people can learn. And they get really excited about it. And that's what makes the project, is for them to feel their story is important after all these years. And they still tear up after all these years about their experiences. They still laugh at the silly things that they did when they were in uniform as an 18, 19, 20-year-old. So it's a marvel. And people will be able to experience their stories through the Witness to War website soon, and through our Home with Heroes YouTube channel, where mini documentaries are going to be uploaded in the coming months. So people will be able to see and hear these World War II veterans speak to them, and be able to see them as well as some of the pictures they have. You remember you mentioned the scrapbook? Well,
right.
I found people who have treasure troves that have been hidden away for more than a half a century that they're finally taking out and showing us on camera. And, oh, gosh, are they so proud. I have one prisoner of war. I'll just give you a little anecdote about it. One prisoner of war who was Episcopalian, and the Germans allowed him to keep his little prayer book. He doesn't know why, but they did. And he wrote little notes, little tiny notes on the pages of his prayer book. And when I was interviewing him, I said, Charlie, do you have that book? And he did. He went into his room and brought out that little prayer book with all those tiny little notes. And I asked him to read some of the more important passages that he wrote while he was a prisoner of war in World War II. And I've got to tell you, my hair is standing on end just thinking of it now. So they're going to be able to experience those people the way their stories need to be told.
Wow. As usual, I'm ready to ask you a question about a certain item, and you already jump ahead of me. It's great minds think alike. What I wanted to go over was some of the activities that you'll have with Home with Heroes. We mentioned the day excursions to the National World War II Museum, the outdoor retreats that you're setting up now, but you also have a Veteran Scholarship Fund.
Yes, there's our local community college has a scholarship fund for veterans, and we are going to be we helped create that a couple of years ago, and we're going to be beefing that up so the scholarships can be more than just one or two people, students who deserve it. We're also doing Boxing Day. We're not pugilistic. We're going to be boxing up with our other partner, Operation Grits, Gifts Raised in the South. They have sent more than 2,000 boxes to men and women serving in uniform overseas, and we are joining forces with them to create Boxing Days where we're going to get together and box as much stuff as we can to get overseas to our men and women in uniform. And there's still tens of thousands of men and women in uniform. There's still quite a few in Afghanistan. There probably will be for a while. But any man or woman overseas will be getting boxes. And believe me, when we do Boxing Day, we're going to announce it to the big wide world so that they can help provide us with items and or money for postage. We want the Miss Lou to be known as the greatest area supporting our veterans, young, middle-aged, and older. We aren't going to be a force to be reckoned with. So what is it, the old phrase, lead, follow, or get out of the way? We want people to follow us, and we'll lead if they want to follow us.
Man,
that's magnificent.
And again, you jumped ahead because I was going to ask about boxing, because it's a lot of things that we see people putting together. You always see Facebook pages going up about boxing gifts, and it's usually around the holiday times, but yours is not just holiday times.
No, we're going to establish a year-round boxing program. Operation Grits does a Christmas, because as one who served overseas, Joel, you can attest to this too, those times, those special times when you sat down to dinner with your family or you got together with your family, those are really deeply personal times. Even if you're with your buddies and friends, you just have this longing for somebody to reach out to you, your family member, and give you a big hug. Well, that's what the boxes are like. Boxes are like hugs. They may have beef jerky and some magazines in them, but they're hugs. And we get wonderful notes back about people who say that they and their buddies and their unit were brought to tears, or they shared them with each other, and they share them with the locals as well. Those are big deals, especially around the holidays. We want to make them big deals year-round. When they don't expect it, all of a sudden here comes a bunch of boxes for them, filled with stuff. I mean, really, it's really inexpensive stuff. I mean, it really isn't like fancy. But I know personally that when I was serving overseas, I didn't get a box. Not even from my own family, because they were kind of poor. But I didn't get a box. That's why I want no soldier to go unboxed, because we want them to experience what the Miss Lou has in hospitality here. We're also starting a visit a vet. program, and that will again start up in, pretty much in the fall. That is where we're going to create a way for the public to go visit a vet in the nursing homes so we can identify these veterans who are out there, some of them sitting all by themselves, some of them who have served, some of them whose memories are dwindling, their bodies are dwindling, and we want them to go and bring them maybe a buddy poppy, an American flag pin, an American flag, but just go there and say thank you. Thank you to them for their service to the country, where it was, whenever it was. Visit a Vet is going to be a brand new program. It's not on our list right now, but it will be once we get our board together and they approve that program.
Fantastic. Now, you mentioned the YouTube channel, but you're also going to be launching a show here on Blog Talk Radio, too.
Yes. Once we get our television filming program, in fact, your person who wrote in probably could help us do that. We have digital video that needs to be produced. So far, I've been the only one producing it because I have the capability and the software. But assistance in producing to be able to upload to our YouTube channel is going to be very important. We have anywhere, you'll see shout-outs on our YouTube channel to men and women overseas that we filmed.
Mm-hmm.
But we are going to be, in fact, what we do is whenever we do a program like the golf tournament, we bring people up to in front of the camera and say something to our men and women serving overseas for a few seconds. But we have a lot of that, hours and hours and hours and hours of those shout-outs, but they aren't produced because it takes time. You know,
mm-hmm.
you're involved in production. You know it takes time once something's created or filmed or recorded to actually produce it into a finished product. And that's one of the things that we could use help with. So when your listener there said, "I'd like to help," I was doing the Snoopy dance because I said, "Wow, we can actually get help in production. That's wonderful. That's what we need."
Well, they're writing up in the chat room that yes, that's their background. So they're leaving the chat in a few seconds, and they will be sending you an email later on, Mark. So,
wonderful.
Okay. Great. I'm glad I can hook some people up over here. You know, Mike, you never know what's going to happen on the show, do we?
Oh, never, Annie. No, well, absolutely not. I'm just like, wow, and wow.
Door prizes.
You guys are the heroes.
You all got door prizes out there in your people who are listening to you. If they want to box up some door prizes and send them to us, the address is on the our Miss Lou Patriotic Golf Tournament flyer, which is on our Home with Heroes Facebook page. So they can send us a door prize, a nice door prize, please, not a couple of books that have been sitting around in your shelf, but you know, something nice that you think maybe somebody would like who goes and plays golf. Golf balls. Everyone loves to have golf balls. So please send something along, and we'd really appreciate it.
I've got something right in my hand that I was going to go and use as a prize here on the show, but instead, I think it's better off going to a vet because it's produced by veterans. Madison, you know the group Madison Rising?
Yes.
All right, Madison Rising, the lead singer Dave Bray with Special Forces. Well, he's got a limited edition CD of the Star Spangled Banner, which
Ooh.
He played at the NASCAR race recently. And then I've got the complete full CD of his songs, his first release. Both of them still in the cellophane, and I will mail these out to you later on today.
Wonderful. Now, I've got a treat for your listeners, and I wanted to say everyone can get a gift, anyone who donates $10 or more. HomeWithHeroes@live.com is our PayPal account. They will receive free a copy of this fabulous CD that the producers have allowed us to offer. It's the Never Forget CD that was created for the dedication of the USS New York on the anniversary of 9/11. It has such singers as Charlie Daniels, Aaron Tippin, Dolly Parton, Tanya Tucker, Daryl Worley. We have an amazing amount of singers on that Never Forget CD. They can Google Never Forget CD, and you can get a copy free of charge as long as you donate to us $10 and more. And that's
wow.
also on our Facebook page. So we have multiple ways people can help us, and not just we're not just asking for handouts, but we also want to tell you we're going to give back. Your money will be put to use. We don't have an administrative office. We don't have administrative overhead. It is all done voluntarily.
God bless.
And not many organizations can say that.
You got that
no.
right. That's terrific.
Yeah, because I
actually witnessed. Oh, go ahead, Annie.
I always look at the organization to see how much of the dollars goes to administration and how much actually goes directly into the cause. And when you see that, from what you're saying, it sounds like 95% of what you take in goes directly to the cause.
More than that, more than 95, because we've got to buy stamps, we've got to buy some envelopes, you know, things like that, incidentals that help us. But we don't have professional fundraisers that we hire to raise money, and then so we can hire more professional fundraisers to raise money. We're it. We're our team. Anyone who wants to help raise money for us, we tell them you will not receive money as part of your fundraising effort. It's all because you care about veterans and their loved ones, and that's it. It's altruistic.
And Annie, that's another. Yeah, I like just to say. You know, this is one of the reasons why I've chosen to work with, you know, Jimmy Allgood and as well as Mark and Richard Brewer, all the other two organizations that I work with, Manpower to Horsepower, as well as, Warriors in the Workplace, just because the fact that in the racing world, you know, when you do approach somebody that's or organizations that come to you and say, hey, I see you're all about veterans, and then you dig into their company and what they do, and there's so many companies out that are using veterans as a ploy to gain money, personal gains for themselves. It's not about giving back to the veterans. It's how much money can I use by using a veteran? And I've run into, with the racing side of things, and I get so mad because I'm like, it's not about raising money. In fact, that is one of the reasons why this company, which I wish we would have got an answer. I've been pushing on them to try to come and solidify a contract with myself so I could have, debuted their name and what they're going to do for us. But that's what they're all about. They're not about, using and, employing out the veterans and saying, look, this is what we do. They do it quietly, but yet when they do it, they make sure that, everybody does know that, hey, look at this veteran that we help. Not look at this company, look at our company, XYZ, doing this. It's about, hey, this veteran just got, help from us or using, this product because of what we did. So and that's what this network is about, and that's why I'm so, so proud of being a part of it, because when you get around us and you see what we're doing and you see how quick we're growing and by leaps and bounds and having people such as your listeners that are interested in helping us, with their talents, or even if they, donate. I mean, the fact that they want to help our organization and our network is phenomenal. And the more that we get people that want to help and really give back to our veterans, that is what it's about. It's not about myself or Mark or Jimmy standing in the forefront going, hey, look at us. It's about, hey, look at what we're doing for, our veterans and helping them and seeing the happiness and the smiles on their face. And that's really what it's going to come boils down to.
And one of the things I want to mention is that, and I'm going to have to take leave because I have to go teach, but Home of Heroes has a private prayer list that I pray every day for soldiers that people want prayers for, and they can send the name of their soldier anywhere in the world serving in uniform, male or female, to Home with Heroes at live.com, our email address, and the prayer list is not shared on the internet with anybody. It is a private, confidential Home with Heroes pray for soldiers list, and please send the name of a person you need us to pray for, and we will every day. Then we have a special prayer for our soldiers that I say every day.
Wow.
Before you go, let me tell you a quick story about two individuals.
Sure.
Suffering from PTSD just outside of the counseling center. They had not known each other. and they were young boys, just over 21, and you could tell they were kind of quiet and down, and just things were rough. No, they're 23, excuse me. But anyway, down the road, some guy just ripped off a lady's purse, and off those two veterans go. Well, as it comes back, they got the guy by his collar, and they got the lady's purse. Well, nothing can cheer up a great soldier like a woman. The lady had twin granddaughters. And now everything's all good in the world of, you know, you can go for just a great story about no matter how, whatever challenges in front of a veteran, they always seem to be able to climb the barrier to help somebody else. Mm-hmm. And they not only captured the boy, but it looks like they got themselves a pair of girlfriends, too.
There you go.
Yeah, and actually they came into our club, and I was talking to them. I let them in for free, and they were telling us the story. And the one guy goes, "Man, you got him a good one on the chest." I was just laughing. I thought, this is a great story. And I said, "You guys don't seem too depressed to me." I said, "You've got a pretty big hickey on your neck, my son." Anyway, it's just a great story. And, you know, inside a veteran of all kind is a true hero. I mean, they've been a volunteer force since the days, since whenever. And, I mean, these people are just wonderful heroes. For you guys to do what you do, and it's just truly a blessing.
Yes, thank you very much. It really is great to have you folks get us on and to talk about what we are doing and let your listeners know. Even if they know, that's important. The first thing is for them to know, and secondly, for them to act is even better. But I've got to fly, and I want to say thank you very much, and for all you listeners who are supporting veterans, thank you out there.
Thank you so very much, Mark. And
okay.
We'll be in touch. I'll be sending these out to you today.
Terrific.
Joe, you've hooked up with a great organization here, Joe.
I can't thank them enough for everything that they've done and they do for us. I mean, you know, from just the experience of going and being with them, and actually as we're growing the network, you know, I mean, with Richard hooking up with myself and then me introducing them, and, you know, now we're working the fine tooth of getting, you know, John, JB from Warriors in the Workplace, as well as, you know, Sue from the Man Part of Horsepower. We're going to get them and actually introduced personally into the, you know, organizations, you know, the networking group and build it. And with piece of the puzzle that we put in, it's phenomenal.
Wow, it's a lot of work, and the fact that Mark is doing this with Jim Bob and you and the other teams, so many different areas that Home with Heroes is doing, and your Manpower to Horsepower organization, so many different aspects. And as I understand, they're also helping the families, too, of these soldiers.
Yes,
yes.
And we have not put those exact plans into effect just yet, because we really wanted to get up and running for our veterans first. But the families also need help just as much as the veterans, and we are planning to announce what we're going to be doing with that real soon. But
wow.
I'm out the door. I got to go teach, and thank you all.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you for
thank
what you,
you
do,
God
my
bless,
friend.
Mark.
Okay. Have a blessed weekend.
You too.
Okay.
All right. We've got Thomas that's been listening in on the line. Thomas, good afternoon. Join us here on...
Are you, Annie?
All right.
Hey, Thomas.
Well,
we're
Joe, how did you end
you
up...
Guys.
Joe, how did you start hooking up with these guys here? Because you're up in Wisconsin. They're down in Louisiana, Mississippi.
Annie, you're breaking up.
The opportunity came along where I actually was developing, trying to get involved with some organizations that I could really help or try to, you know, help us. And we got to talking, and come to find out, Jim Bob Allgood actually knew a country singer, Brian Stacy, that I was horse training on the farm to make our farm a therapeutic riding center at the time that I was working there. And it kind of snowballed into the fact of they wanted me to come down and really take part of it. And they saw what we do. And, you know, by them getting involved in our car, and just to have the name on the car, just to help give back and get things rolling, it worked out very well. So.
Well, this I knew you had the horse farm, but now you're turning it into a therapeutic?
We were, yes, we were. That's kind of focus has changed because I'm looking more beyond the racing world and the horse world where I want to become a counselor and actually start giving back more. And that's one of the main reasons why moving to North Carolina would be in my best interest.
I got to ask you one question now. Going
yes,
from
sir.
Wisconsin and all that snow and cold weather over to North Carolina, you going to be able to handle a winter without having to shovel snow?
I am going to love every minute of it. I'm a big snow person. I love snow skiing. I teach ski school and snow and do ski patrol when I have an opportunity to. And I can tell you right now, it's going to be a whole different atmosphere. I will say that, but I'll be able to come home if I want to. What's nice about the whole being down there is I can always fly to snow, which is good.
And you'll end up being a neighbor too. And then the other question is, are you going to switch from Green Bay Packers now to the Carolina Panthers?
No, I am not even a Green Bay Packer fan. I am a huge Dallas Cowboy fan. One of our really, really good family friends, as well as cousin, you can might as well call him a cousin, Hayden, Mike Hayden actually plays for the or Nick Hayden, I should say, plays for the Dallas Cowboys. So, and he's a Wisconsin Badger. So, yeah, it all comes together and works out very well. And I was born in Texas. I was born in Fort Hood, so I was an Army brat right from get-go. So.
Oh, wow. Well, we're down to our last 6 minutes. This show has really flown, Mike. It has really flown.
Oh, it certainly has, Annie.
Oh, Joe.
As always, whenever we have a subject like this, that's and we're certainly glad that you're not a Packer fan because Annie is, and I only can handle one on this show.
Well, I'm not gonna deny that when the Cowboys are not playing, I will pull for the Green Bay Packers. I got six sisters and a mother that's pretty hard-headed when it comes to not liking me to be a Cowboy fan. So therefore, they make sure that I'm a Packer backer when need be. I'm a huge Badger fan, huge Brewer fan. So when we get to North Carolina, I'm sure that I'll partake in some good Carolina games.
Are you going to be moving to the Concord area?
We're actually going to be looking to move between Mooresville and Salisbury. So,
okay.
Right in the Mooresville area, Salisbury, North Carolina area, which that Salisbury is a huge military area, and that's really where the school is focused and based out of, the manpower to horsepower. And to go through there two-year opportunity, to be a part of that, it's going to be a phenomenal opportunity for myself as well as my family, and I'm looking for years to come to be a part of it. So,
well, once you get yourself moved over there, just let me know, and we'll have you back on.
Oh, absolutely. The big thing is, too, and I really appreciate you folks, and a lot of people go, oh, you're not really racing this year. It's not about the racing. I mean, yeah, we use the race car as a billboard to help, promote and get the word out of there, but it's more about giving back to our veterans and seeing what this network is growing out to be, and it's getting bigger and bigger. And folks like you, yourself, and the show, that has all the listeners that you do, it all makes it well worth it, and I greatly appreciate the opportunity. I mean, by all means, I'm not Dale Jr. or Jeff Gordon, but we definitely do what we have to do to make things go. So,
well, Joel, we want to thank you for joining us, and like I said, the time has flown past, and it has been a blast, and we welcome you back anytime. And I'll be sending these CDs out to Mark for the golf weekend. And
yes.
I hope to meet you face-to-face one day.
I will.
Oh, wow.
And before we all end up, I just would like to say a big shout-out to folks that are listening and listeners to the band I Empire. They are D.C. The lead singer is a veteran from Iraq. They are phenomenal, and they are a part of a movie that's Aaron Lewis, the country slash rock star, helped produce. It's called Battlefield of the Minds. Please take a look at that. Watch it. Get it. It is an opportunity to really understand what PTSD is all about.
All right.
What's the name of that? Battlefields? What? I'm trying to look that up.
Battlefields of the Mind.
Okay.
And yeah, it's an opportunity. If they go to Joel Willman Racing Facebook page, I posted a poster of it, and a quote with DC on the front of it. It's an opportunity to really see what PTSD is all about and living with it. And these guys are survivors of it, and their band is really, really, really good. And they, they really bring out the life of, what it means to deal with this. The war is not over yet. That is one of their big sellers, top 10 songs that are out right now of their album. And it's an opportunity to listen to it. And you'll understand, if you would listen to the words, and or it's on YouTube as well, and you read the words, you'll understand.
Wow. All right. We will do that. Definitely take a look at that.
Well, thank you very much.
What's the name of the band again? I'm going to Google that right now.
I Empire. E-Y-E
okay.
Empire.
One more time.
I Empire.
Just like your eyeball.
I Empire. Got it.
Yeah, there you
All
go.
Right.
Got it. Thank you.
All right, we're down to our last minute and a half, and just want to remind everyone, we will be back here on Tuesday, and our guest is going to be Kirikos Zouras, who was a small business advisor under the Bush administration. That'll be followed by Friday with the country music star Doug Briney with his new album, The Unknown Soldier. And then the following week, we're going to have Sherry Few talking about Common Core, and then Cool Mike put together a Great Lakes Super Six group of politicians that are running to knock the rhinos out of office. I want to thank everyone here for being in the chat room and on the call lines. And I want to thank our great guests, and God bless all these veterans. Matter of fact, the show went by so fast today, I never even got a chance to do the dedication song, My Name is America, by Todd Allen Herndon. But, Mike, I guess it's time we rock and roll. Wow. The show is going like crazy. And until then, I want to say good night, and God bless you all.
Good night, everybody. Have a good weekend. Thank you, Joel.
If you find yourself in trouble, count on me, my friend. I'll get right up in trouble.
You've been listening to Southern Sense Blog Talk Radio. Producer and your hostess extraordinaire is Ann Ubelis. The theme music, American Stand Up, is written and performed by Don Fortney. For more from Don, check out his webpage, teapartymusic.web.com. Southern Sense is a proud member of Ghost Fighter Radio and Freedom Media Network. Southern Sense is common sense. Take it out, Don.
American.